Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show
on KGO 810.
Hello,
it's nice to think about Friday on a Monday. And by the way, four more days until
Memorial Day.
Oh, Memorial Day weekend. Who's doing this math? Four more days until Memorial Day weekend. That'll be a lot of fun. And the weather looks great for the Bay Area. So we're all excited about that. Let's see here. Next, we have 27 more days until Dad's Day, 42 more days until 4th of July. 74 more days until the Olympics in Rio, which no one's going to, but they've given each person, they're giving out 82,000 condoms, which is great for the athletes. Yeah. So there's enough, they're giving out enough condoms for, I think, everybody to have sex at least 9 times. I don't think that's a lot.
Not with the Zika going around.
No. Not only that, they're Olympians.
Right. They
can
have stamina.
I tell you, are you, God, what I would give to be an Olympian and go to the Olympic Village. I want to be in the Olympic Village. Come on. Oh, it's just a,
wait,
it's
to
a
be
cream
an
come true. Please. Yes.
No. To be an Olympian.
No, but you are amongst the most, you are amongst the fittest of your peers that you ever will be on a grand scale.
That's what I'm thinking. I think you really just want to be with an Olympian.
Yes. Well,
not
you have
necessarily
to be
one yourself.
Well, you have to be an Olympian to be in the Village.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then that might be worth it, hitting the gym once or twice. Depends on how cute your workout partner is, I guess.
In San Francisco, let me help you with this. You only have to hit it once.
Ooh.
Oh. You're going to the wrong gym.
Oh,
Valerie.
Well, no, I.
Okay, I have some fun things to
story
play
for another time,
and then we're going to get to my guest, attorney Hillel Presser. Do I have that right?
Yes, you
okay.
do.
And how not to end up like Prince? Don't let the purple rain on your legacy. And we're going to be talking about. And these are things, it's very timely because we're going to talk about the fact that he doesn't have a will, there's no estate, trust, living will, all of those things, what do they mean, and how they relate to you. So don't go away. A couple things. This blew up over the weekend, and I have to tell you, now you can, I think we'll put it up. We'll tweet it out at KGO Radio on Twitter. But this had Sharon and I laughing so hard yesterday. There's this woman in Texas. And she blew up on Facebook because she live streamed herself trying on a new Chewbacca mask. And she couldn't stop laughing. Her name is Candace Payne. The video was streamed on Friday, and it's gotten more than 133 million views. It's now the most watched live stream ever, which actually beat the person who gave birth last week. And he thought he was only live streaming to his friends and family when he was live streaming. That happened right here in California, in NorCal. He thought he was, that only his family and friends could see it. Dude, the whole wide world saw it. And then people like me played it.
I wonder if wife was happy about that.
I don't know. I don't know if they're still together or not. Let's hope so. You know, it's a birth. It's a beautiful thing. So listen to Candace as she loves opening up her Chewbacca mask.
Now watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me making that noise, it's the mask. Here, listen.
So as her mouth moves, it starts doing that Chewbacca sound.
Infectious.
Oh, I'm such a happy Chewbacca. This is worth every penny.
nose or something. Yeah.
Absolutely infectious. I love how much she cracks herself.
I can't
up.
Stop. Oh, I gotta stop. Okay. Oh, my God.
I said to Sharon, you know, here's the thing about that. It's a simple thing. She went to Kohl's. She got the Chewbacca mask. She was excited to have it. They had it. She's sitting in her car, and she tries it on. And when her mouth moves, it moves. The bottom part of the mask moves, too. And it makes that electronic Chewbacca sound. Now, and so it just goes to prove that the simplest things in life, things that are really stupid, are the funniest. Just downright stupid. We must have watched it 5 times and we were like pissing our pants.
It is so simple.
Right.
And it's so infectious. Her
simple.
Laugh,
yes.
The joy she gets out of her own self,
God.
Just absolutely cracks me up.
It just reminds me, you know, don't try too hard. It's the simple things. Don't try too hard. Was Madonna trying too hard last night at the Billboard Music Awards? Do you have the tweets?
Oh my gosh, she
All
got
right.
roasted.
Look, okay, so she did a tribute at the end of the show to Prince. And look, even on my audio service, and they say, this is what they say, and some of it was pretty painful. I have to tell you something, as I was watching it, I don't know about you. I'm going to take calls on this later in the show. I'm going to run out of time here. But later in the show, I want to talk to you about it and get your input. Because in the moment, while I was watching it, I was enjoying it for what it was. And I was good with it. You know, then I started reading all the mean tweets, and then I thought, The only thing I was confused about at the beginning is, why are you doing Nothing Compares to You? Yes, she wrote it. I mean, no,
Prince,
she didn't write
it.
No. Prince wrote it for Sinead O'Connor, but it's kind of a downer song. That, you know, but I thought she was going to segue into something. So here's this. She's a little touchy. Everything in like 10 minutes that you missed during the entire weekend.
You saved me so much time.
Right. You you heard Chewbacca, and now you just
Oh,
heard
was that
her.
Chewbacca singing? I thought I recognized the voice.
I have a surprise for you too, Valerie. I saved a story for you.
I can't wait.
It's a special surprise story just for Valerie coming up. I can't wait.
Okay.
It's as dumb as Chewbacca. All right. So let's talk about Madonna. She was in the wrong octave.
Well, she was off. You know, that song is such a soulful song. It really requires that sort of ability to wail and be on key at the same time.
Well, she's 57. And you know what? I admit, Nikki was giving her a hard time. Well, she's old and she's 57. No. It's Madonna.
Well, Billboard Music Awards fans brand Madonna's tribute to Prince as offensive. It's official. These are some of the slams that she got.
Mean tweets.
Son of Baldwin says, they told me Madonna's vocal tribute to Prince was sang entirely in the key of U flat. That, really glad I didn't watch.
Yeah, that might have been.
Somebody
true.
Else goes on. He says, her outfit. Did you like her outfit?
Yes, I did. I thought it was very regal and royal. She had a scepter or a cane, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. She had her pimp stick.
Right, her pimp stick, right on.
And that beautiful brocade is like
I thought
purple,
it was gorgeous.
Paisley,
yes.
Perfect.
And her crown, her, yeah.
Well,
she didn't have a crown. She had a throne.
A throne.
Purple throne.
The thing you sit on.
Yeah.
That's, I mean.
Or you could sit on the crown.
That's. I get it. It's
maybe
great.
She would have sat on the crown.
Well, somebody.
She'd have hit the higher notes.
Somebody on Twitter, at Nick G, thinks, as his handle says, when you got to perform at the BBMAs, Prince tribute at 8 and get back to Run the Chocolate Factory by 10.
That's right, but...
Willy Wonka.
In her defense, shouldn't an icon recognize another icon? That's what I would say. Okay, and then I'm going to play you more at 45. Out came Stevie Wonder. And I think that people were kind of... We all love Stevie Wonder. I love Stevie Wonder. But it was, what? How's this going to work? And then they did Purple Rain. So I'll play that for you. But then we want to have a conversation about whether this was good or bad. Because one of the things that happened was she did these two complete songs. Remember when they did the Bowie tribute at the Grammys? And
so good.
And with Lady Gaga? No, everybody hated it because they thought it was too frantic. And she tried to fit too many things in there. So they tried something different. They did two songs. Those are the songs they did. All right, we'll discuss coming up. But first, with a look at traffic, it's time for Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Drex on the next generation of KGO. 810.
Justin Bieber won an award last night. You gotta go and get angry at all of my Best Male Artist and Best Social Media Artist at the Billboard Music Awards. By the way, I mean, he was so genuine and sincere when he accepted his award. And then he had something great to say after the award show. Sort of an op-ed piece, believe it or not, for the Bieber. I'll bring that to you. It actually makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. We want to talk about and we want to talk to Attorney Hillel. How do I say his first name?
Hillel.
Hillel.
Yes.
Hi, Hillel. Hillel Presser.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I wanted to make sure because that's an unusual first name, Hillel.
No problem.
So do you get, hello, Hillel, how are you doing?
All the time, every day of my life.
Oh, my God, it must drive you crazy. Did you ask your parents why?
Yeah, they didn't have a good answer, and every time I would call and ask for someone, they'd keep asking, what's your name? And after saying, you know, Hillel three times, I would just say it's Jonathan.
That's great. I love it. All right. Well, Hillel Presser is an attorney. And tell everybody what you specialize in.
Our law firm specializes in asset protection. You know, people work so hard to earn assets, whether it's to retire, you know, live a better life, give their kids a better life, you know, donate to charity. But unfortunately, lawsuits have literally become the next biggest business. So we specialize in both domestic and international asset protection. And it's our job not to make people richer, but to make sure that they don't lose what they've worked so hard for.
Okay, we were just talking about Prince before this and the tribute on the Billboard Music Awards last night. Thumbs up, thumbs down. But neither here nor there right now. We want to talk about, you know, the fact that Purple Rain is you don't want the purple to rain on your own legacy. And boy, if ever there was a case of the worst estate planning, it would probably be in the wake of Prince's death, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you, but unfortunately, you know, that's really the norm. The last time I checked the stats, I think it was something like, you know, maybe 7 out of 10 Americans die, you know, without any sort of estate plan. And, you know, unless you want the state that you live in telling you where the assets should go, you know, it's something really, really important to do. And, you know, the estate plan doesn't just deal with death. I mean, God forbid you're in an accident. You know, who do you want taking care of the kids? Who do you want making the financial decisions? Who do you want making the medical decisions? So really, really important thing to do. But for some reason, it's just overlooked every time and time again.
Well, I don't know why Prince did this. I guess the reason may never be really clear. Perhaps the fact that his toxicology report, you know, seems to be and allegedly will find traces of Percocet or something. Might have something to do with it. But I find even that hard to believe. I just think it was a conscious decision of his because anyone of his magnitude, and by the way, you don't have to be of any magnitude whatsoever. You need to have one. And so it makes me wonder, why would he not have a will?
Well, you know, a lot of people just choose not to deal with death. I mean, it's a tough subject. I mean, no one really wants to talk about when they're gone. And, you know, on top of that, you know, people think that they're invincible and, you know, they certainly don't think they're going to die at such a young age. You know, people think, okay, once you're, you know, maybe in your 70s or 80s or 90s, you know, at that point, But, you know, no one gets up in the morning and expects to get sued, and nobody gets up in the morning and expects it to be their last day. So, you know, unfortunately, we kind of got to plan for the worst and hope for the best, you know, if we want to protect our family and loved ones.
All we have to do is think about how many rock stars are passing away in their 50s, and it should be a reminder that anybody who's, especially you hit 50, you need to have a will. But you're right. For instance, let me see here. Nick Menza from Megadeth died suddenly on Saturday night in Hollywood. He was at a concert. He collapsed on stage, died instantly of a massive heart attack. So you don't know when your number's up. Now, you can say, well, those are rocker people. But as you mentioned, it could be anybody. I want to talk about some particulars. What is the difference between a will and a living trust?
Sure. So, you know, a will talks about where your assets will go once you pass away. And a trust, and there's lots of different types of trust. There's living trust, there's revocable trust, there's irrevocable trust. But essentially, what a trust does in most states is it keeps you out of probate. So if somebody dies and they only have a will, well, their assets will go where they want them to go. The problem is that it'll probably be public record. It could literally take years, and you're probably going to have to pay a percentage of the entire estate to an attorney. By having a trust, and again, some people call it a living trust, others call it a revocable trust. Lawyers give them all these fancy names. But by having a trust, you avoid probate. And what that means is instead of taking years for the assets to get where you want, they'll probably take months. Instead of paying, you know, a percentage of your entire estate, you might pay some attorney some hourly fees. And most importantly, it's all private. So as opposed to everything being public record, everything's private. So, you know, to me, I always advise clients to always have a trust. Some attorneys will tell you only to have it if you're wealthy. To me, I don't care how little or how much you have. I think it's a good idea and certainly can't hurt.
Right. Well, you don't want things to take forever because, let's face it, once the ultimate bad thing happens to someone you love, you want to wrap things up as quickly as possible, especially when it comes to the ancillary items like money and furniture and assets.
Yeah, although I have dealt with lots of different types of clients, and some clients, they just say, you know what, I don't care. Let my heirs deal with it.
Right, but then if they don't want to, then it becomes a mess. I had a lot of surgery last year. I had an emergency, and so I already had a will in place, but I had to update the, I guess it's a living revocable trust, which it's my living trust, and if I want to change that at any time, I guess that's what that means. But it was a serious situation, and it needed to be dealt with. So I was told the same thing that you just explained to me. No, not having a will is not enough. We need to do the living trust. So that,
yeah, and you know, again, you know, we keep focusing on death, but to me, death is the easy thing because if you're gone, you're gone.
Right.
You know, to me, what if you're alive and you're in an accident, you know, but you're incapacitated? You know, who do you want to make those really, really tough medical decisions? You know, who do you want to make the tough decisions regarding your business or your finances? And God forbid, I mean, who would you want taking care of the kids? So, you know, it's not necessarily just for death, but it's if you get injured as well.
Well, though, and by the way, you should be making those decisions as to not put the burden on your family, especially with things like DNR, do not resuscitate. Okay.
100%.
100%.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. You know, you never want a child or a spouse to feel guilty. You know, they pulled the plug, they didn't pull the plug. I mean, you should put it in black and white, a definitive statement, you know, of what your wishes are. And there, and that way, you know, your heirs, whoever it may be, are just merely honoring your wishes.
And it makes it much simpler, and it just saves them the grief. And as you said, this can go on forever. And burden the other people. I just don't think it's fair to burden your family members. Did I make the right decision? What if they would have come around? And a lot of times DNR, what people don't realize is, I don't know what the numbers are. They're pretty high. I'm just going to, I read it, so I'm going to guess what I'm going to guess what I think I thought. 70% of the DNRs don't really work out well. Especially the older you get. Yes. So then you may be stuck in a vegetative state. And that I just think it's so important that we're talking about this.
Hey, listen, I can't agree more. And, you know, I feel the same way. I tell all my clients that. And look, it's up to them, you know, what their choice is. You know, I don't get involved in that. But, you know, they need to make a choice, whatever that choice may be.
All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. We have questions. 808-0810. If you're listening outside of the Bay Area, anywhere in the Western United States, it's area code 415-808-0810. And by the way, Hillel Pressers, let me see, your website is assetprotectionattorneys.com. Three words, asset protections. Let me get it right. Assetprotectionattorneys.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after we check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
It's been a long day.
All right. Speaking of the Sharks, I have a pair of tickets right now to give away in their quest for the Stanley Cup, and they're on their way. Who wants to see the San Jose Sharks? You can be there for Game 6 of the playoff series when your Sharks will take on the St. Louis Blues in the Western Conference Final at the SAP Center this coming Wednesday night, the 25th at 6 o'clock. All fans in attendance are encouraged to arrive early and will receive a playoffs rally towel, plus be able to participate in a pre-game fan-driven light show. So this could be you and your family, all right? You want to go? A pair of tickets right now will be yours for this Wednesday night in the playoffs. So get your tickets today at sjsharks.com/tickets or call me right now and we'll take caller 10. Valerie will discuss this with you. And the number is 415 is the area code. 808-0810. All right, and now let's... Oh, well, thank you.
Without you, my friend.
Hillel, you get your bumper music again. Okay. Hillel Presser is my guest, and we're talking about estate planning. Most Americans... Is this really true, Hillel? Most Americans, they do have a will, right? But these are older Americans? What do the demos look like?
Talk about a full estate plan. And again, last time I checked, 7 out of 10 Americans die without a proper estate plan. So I would tell you that the majority of people do not have a will or a trust or, you know, estate planning documents.
Let me ask you this. One of the things that I found very interesting that you said, if you have a living trust, then it won't go to probate. Your attorney, if you don't have a living trust, then an attorney gets involved, and then they want a big chunk of it, and then the tax man cometh. I wanted to ask you about tax implications on money of the deceased.
Sure. Well, you know, we could talk about now, and we could talk about the future. You know, right now, essentially the law is, and I'm going to round up, that as long as you die with under $5.4 million, plus or minus in assets, you don't pay tax. So, for example, if you die with $3 million, you know, you're under the $5.4 million exemption, and you don't pay federal estate plan tax. Now, that's not state tax, because every state is different, excuse me, so you very well could pay state tax, but you're not going to pay federal tax.
Okay.
But with that being said, you know, we don't know what that'll be in 3 years. We don't know what it'll be in 5 years. And we certainly don't know what it'll be in 15 years. And if you take a look at our stats, you know, we need money. You know, I think the last time I looked, they said in a certain amount of time, you know, 25% or more of, you know, the GDP will go towards paying our debt, the entire budget. It's absolutely staggering and crazy. So to me, I feel like, you know, where does the government get the money? From the dead people. The dead people can't complain. So while today, if you die this year, you get the $5 million exemption, I do not see that happening in the future.
Right, not when we're pushing $19 trillion. Can you explain the differences and similarities between estate planning and asset protection?
Sure. So asset protection deals with life, and estate planning deals with death. You know, lawsuits have truly become the next biggest business. You know, unfortunately, in our society, they've made it so easy and free to sue anyone you want. You go to any corner and you hire an attorney on a contingency fee basis. Costs you nothing but 20 minutes of your time. And if you win, it's probably tax-free money. And then to defend yourself, it might cost you hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, even if you win the case. So asset protection deals with, while you're alive, how do you protect your assets so no one can get it? So you want to make your assets so difficult, so expensive, if not impossible, to collect against, that either people don't sue you or you settle for 5-10 cents on the dollar. You know, you don't become the low-hanging fruit. So asset protection deals with life and keeping what you have while you're alive. Estate planning deals with death. It's when you pass away, where do you want the assets to go? And you want them to go quickly, privately, and with the least amount of taxes that are legally and ethically possible. So asset protection deals with keeping what you have while you're alive. Estate planning deals with making sure your assets go where you want them to go when you pass away.
Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes several weeks ago did this story about life insurance companies, and they are the biggest names that you know. One of them's in this city. It's like a building. I'll just leave it at that. And she talked about the fact that the Attorney General's office is involved in this and that people were dying and the insurance companies, unless someone in the family made a claim, they were not paying off their life insurance benefits. And there is a national death roll, right? Am I correct? So these companies knew that the estate was owed money, but yet she alleged and they alleged that these big companies were not searching for the survivors. So unless one of the survivors came forward, they pocketed the money.
Yeah, and what's even worse is what you
it's
don't
egregious.
Know. You know, and that's just the life insurance. I mean, think about liability insurance. You know, it's the same racket. You know, I think last time I checked the stats, they said something like 7 out of 10 lawsuits are not covered by insurance. And it makes sense. You know, whenever you have a insurance policy, there's about a half a page of what's covered and about 55 pages of what's not covered. I think my father said it best when I was growing up. He used to say, the big print giveth and the small print taketh away.
Amen to that. So again, so if you have these policies, you should have them in a box or a shoebox or a drawer and have them all together. Yes, you want to think that these insurance companies and all of the other people will come forward and do the right thing. But don't count on it. Don't count on it. And make sure that you file because they may know he or she's dead. But as long as you don't ask for it, don't wait for them to come to you because there's a good chance they won't. Hopefully the laws and the government will pressure them to fix that.
You know, and it's not just about, you know, putting it in a safe place. It's about telling people.
Absolutely.
You know, tell family members, tell attorneys, tell CPAs, you know, you shouldn't be secretive about these type of things. I mean, you know, you got to share the knowledge because, again, you know, if no one gets everything when you pass away, I mean, well, what was the point of everything?
No, you have to have these conversations. I just went home to visit my family 2 weeks ago. We sat and we had the conversation. People think this is a hard conversation. It's not a hard conversation. We're all going to die. Okay, so why not make it as simple as possible? You know, I know people that don't want to ask their parents this, that, or the other because they don't want to think about them dying. Well, you need to know what they have. And you need to know for your own estate planning in the future where you're headed.
Yeah, you also need to know who to contact. You know, who is the estate planning attorney? Who is the accountant? Who is the life insurance agent?
That's right.
You know, who's the financial team that helped, you know, whether it's a father or mother, you know, a spouse, a sibling, you know, anybody.
Let me ask you. I have another good question. All right, so I have a will. I have a living trust. It's been sitting in the same drawer for 10 years. And some of those people are gone. Actually, this has happened to me. One of my friends who was going to be a co-executor in the case of the other executor not being on there passed away several years ago. So, you know, that could have been a mess if I would have passed, but I corrected it. Now, I wonder how many people actually go back and say, well, you know, I have this, but it's 10 years old, but it'll suffice.
Yeah. You know, I tell my clients that you want to look at your estate plan, an asset protection plan, you know, either A, every few years, and that doesn't mean you have to change anything, but at least consider it, and B, if you have any, you know, life-changing or altering events, you know, did you sell the business, you know, did you liquidate your real estate, did you receive an inheritance? So certainly at those two times, you definitely want to check. You know, things change, you know, life changes, and the laws change. And even if they don't, you know, who you want to be the beneficiaries might change, who you want to be the trustees and executors might change, or like you said, they might pass away. Another thing that people can also do is you want to name a number of people. So, for example, you know, maybe you name your brother the trustee, But if he passes away, your uncle, and if he passes away, your cousin, and if everyone passes away, we'll name some sort of corporate entity, you know, a trust company. Maybe you'd name, you know, the Bank of San Francisco or Northern Trust or U.S. Trust. So presumably, as long as the business goes on, there's always going to be that backup in case everybody passes away.
All right. My granddaughter, who's, 9, 10, love her to death. If I were to die, I was going to leave all my money to her. I was told that's a really bad idea. You're going to screw her life up forever by doing that. Do you tell people that?
You know, you got to protect them from themselves.
That's right.
And I'm not telling you to rule from the grave, but rule from the grave. I mean, you know, you can customize
these
things to do anything you want. You know, some of the things I put in my trust, you know, education was important to me. Mm-hmm. So I put in there that, you know, if my children graduate from a 4-year university, you know, the trustee should consider giving them X amount of dollars. However, if they graduate with above a 3.8 or a 3.9, the trustee should consider giving them more. I had a client who didn't want his children to be trust fund kids and sit on the couch and do nothing. So in their trust, they put whatever W-2 income my son makes, the trust will match. So if the kid sits there and does nothing, he gets nothing. If he makes $300,000 a year, the trust gives him another $300,000 a year.
Right.
I had one lady who spent 12 pages, and essentially it said, you know, when I pass away, I leave a dollar to my grandson. He should have called more. So, you know, you can have a lot of fun with these things.
Yes, and aren't though, you as an attorney, you must have fun sitting down at some of these meetings. Well, you know, Keith, you were mean. You get a dollar. Your sister, you get a million.
Oh, the funny part wasn't the dollar. The funny part was the 11 pages talking about where the dollar went if the grandson died first.
Oh, and what that was?
Who knows what charity or whatever.
Oh, but, okay. Well, I see. Right.
You know, you can, I'm not saying you have to be that crazy.
No.
But you can use these things to encourage. You know, maybe you like travel. So maybe you leave your daughter or your niece money to travel. To start a business. But, you know, the legacy can live on. So it's not just about saying, hey, here's X amount of dollars. It's about, you know, when my grandfather died, he said, I want to leave every grandchild $5,000. And I want them to buy something to remember me by. I mean, be creative and have fun with it.
Oh, right. My friend who passed did this. He had in his will, if I should pass, I want so-and-so of my best friends, $10,000. They fly to Key West, have a weekend celebration, all expenses paid, and scatter my ashes. And,
absolutely.
And that's what was done, you know. So, this is great stuff, Hillel. Hillel Presser, attorney Hillel, H-I-L-L-E-L, Presser, then P-R-E-S-S-E-R, is the name of my guest. And you can go to his website, assetprotectionattorneys.com, and he'll answer any of your questions, assetprotectionattorneys.com. You've been great, Hillel. I look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, thank you. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show. We'll talk about let's have some show business fun. And should I give my surprise to Valerie?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. It's super stupid. Don't go away. That's coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. But first, let's look at traffic.
810 traffic.
It's that traffic stud, Lee Grant. Is there any content to this? No, maybe that's the point. Okay.
Is this how you imagine the Olympic Village?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is the orgasmic Olympic theme for Rio. 74 days away. No, so I'm looking at my calculator because I want to figure this out. Because I found the story. So they're giving out, let's see here.
Was it 9 condoms?
No.
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 42 condoms divided by, let me see, how long is the event? 17 days. That's 2.5 times a day. That's not going to work.
That half.
They need more condoms.
A half worries
0.42, exactly. 2.42. Come on. All right. So there's a reputation that the athletes at the Olympics have insane amount of sex. Wouldn't you? Come on.
You've got to wait until after your competition, though.
Yes. They'd be sexing it up.
Gold shame. Medals.
Shame. Shame.
That's the mean nun from Game of Thrones.
Oh, I was...
She keeps showing up here. I don't know why.
Oh, she's mean.
Yeah. Brazil is planning to have 450,000 condoms available at the Summer Olympics in a few months. The average will go to about 42 condoms per athlete. That's definitely a record. Back in 2012 in London, they only had about 150,000 condoms.
Shame. Shame.
But since Zika virus is a very serious thing in Brazil and probably why there will be no spectators, it can be sexually transmitted. And, you know.
Shame.
I know. Probably makes sense to go overboard on the protection. I don't think 2.42 is enough a day.
Mm-mm.
I mean, when you're...
Especially with all those hot Brazilians.
You're 20 and 21. Well, these are hotties from all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. Wonder how many babies are made at the Olympics.
I wonder what their mascot is.
That's got it.
Because I want to say it's like a little Zika mosquito, but I guess it's something
no,
else.
No, it's nice.
It's something nice.
Yes, it is something nice. All right, let's see. I have some things for Valerie. I have a surprise for
I'm
Valerie.
I'm excited.
Should I let you read your own story?
No, surprise me. No. I don't want to work. Make it fun.
Karen's
for me.
Saying no. Well, first of all, I want to tell you something. There's now a wristband. If you want to break a bad habit, why not do it with some light torture? There's a new product for sale right now. It's called Pavlov. Pavlov. yes, a wristband that helps you break a bad habit with electric shocks. It connects to your phone and GPS, so you can program it to shock it when you do something like what I'm going to tell you, or go into a fast food place, or you don't hit your 10,000 steps a day. 10,000? What's wrong with 1,000? And eventually that trains your brain to break the habit and avoid the shocks. This is an old school way of doing thing. It used to be a rubber band,
right.
And you just snap it.
But now we have an app.
Yeah, I know that. Stop drinking, Drex. Snap. Oh! God.
Why is your wrist all red?
I know. Well, now we know why. Okay, yes.
So that was a story for me?
It was a big, thick elastic band. Okay, no, it's not.
Okay, I was like, what are you trying to get at?
There's something you have to know. Valerie is a cat lady.
Oh, I so am.
Do you ever sit around, Valerie, looking at your cat, watching your cat lick himself and think, man, oh, man.
I know what the story
man,
is.
Man, oh, man, Drex, do I ever wish I could get in on that? Yeah, you do.
I know where you're going. I saw this.
Do ya? Do ya?
Like if I could and not get cat hair and foul stuff in my mouth, probably.
Shame. Shame.
All right, Valerie. It's your lucky century.
Yay.
There's a new product for sale. It's called Licky Brush.
I love the name Licky Brush.
And it lets you finally experience the joy of licking your cat, but in a productive and sanitary way.
Not in a creepy making out with your cat.
No toxoplasmosis.
No.
Can you lick somebody else's cat?
You keep your mouth to your own cat, please. You too.
Shame.
If you want to lick her cat, that's between the two of you.
I know what would happen.
If you want to lick your cat, I don't care.
I'll lick my cat, but I think Karen's, she'd end up licking skunks. She would definitely end up licking her skunks.
Well, this will work for your skunk, too. At least you won't get toxoplasmosis, which, you know, you could be a crazy cat lady and you just don't know it.
I could be. I could be in my dormancy. I don't even know yet.
Right, yes. It eats your brain and then you go crazy. Oh, that's a thing, people. Don't tell me you didn't know it wasn't. Okay, it's shaped like a huge tongue. You put it in your mouth, but it's really a brush. So when you lick your cat, you're actually brushing them. It's going to launch on Kickstarter real soon. Kickstarter real soon. But if you sign up at lickybrush.com with your email, they'll let you know when it's live. There's no word on how much it'll cost, but does it really matter?
When you
sit there and watch your cat and say to yourself, man, I wish I could get in on that.
Shame. Shame.
All right, we're going to get to Marty Nemko, our career coach, coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Here you go. That's all yours.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Here, care is where you need it. With over 350 primary care providers in Central Ohio, expert care is minutes away. See how we care for all of you at MountCarmelForYou.com.